direction and the light, saith the Lord.
There are few former cabinet secretaries who would be remembered like this. The current and two former U.S. presidents, all of the top military brass, past cabinet secretaries, and diplomats in attendance. But Colin Powell was much more than just a former Secretary of State. He broke the race barrier, the first African-American National Security Advisor, first Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and first Black Secretary of State. Leading the Pentagon during the first Gulf War, he became a household name. But then, as George W. Bush's Secretary of State, he was tasked with trying to make the case for the next Gulf War at the United Nations, something he would later deeply regret.
Oh, Lord, my God.
But here, he was remembered for his faith, his family, and his lifelong service, in uniform and out. His closest friends remembered his humor, like during his meeting with a Swedish diplomat.
And she knew of Secretary Powell's affection for ABBA, and she knew of Secretary Powell's affection for Volvos. So she opened up a full CD set of ABBA and presented it to him. Colin immediately went down on one knee and sang the entire Mamma Mia.
From his son.
My father made a monumental difference. He lived. He lived well.
An emotional goodbye.
I felt my father's love in that hand. That hand that took my mother's hand in matrimony. That hand that held me as a baby. That hand that signed report cards, tossed baseballs, and fixed old cars. That hand that signed treaties and war orders, saluted service members, and gestured joyfully while telling a story. That hand is still now, but it left a deep imprint.
Colin Powell, a soldier and statesman, husband and father, the son of immigrants who rose to the highest levels of power, remembered for what he accomplished and what others will be able to because of the barriers he broke. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera, Washington.